Observations column. Titled, Epilogue, Call to Peace. Written by Pastor Bob Lawrence. The Bible is a unique volume of books, yet all 66 books have a central theme. Regardless of the 40 individual scribes and prophets whose words are recorded, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. From 2 Timothy 3 verse 16. This instruction in righteousness is the righteousness of Christ, pointing all to our Redeemer, Savior, Messiah, Jesus Christ is the central theme. In 1 Kings 19 verses 9 to 12. The prophet Elijah had a heavy heart because of the state of God's chosen people. And when God spoke to him, his voice came not in a strong wind, nor from a subsequent earthquake, nor from the fire that followed the earthquake. But after the wind, the earthquake, and the fire, there was a stillness as Elijah sought the voice of the Lord. The voice was quiet and small as it spoke to the prophet. The voice was from within himself. It was not the booming voice of judgment, but that still, that small voice within Elijah's own heart, for God reigned in the prophet's heart. The voice asked Elijah a question. What are you doing here, Elijah? The man had sought the safety of a cave on Mount Horeb as the storms approached. He was hiding though, not performing the role of a prophet of God, neither teaching nor warning. God's people had been in rebellion. The storms were perhaps judgment against them, but Elijah was now speaking with God in the aftermath. Elijah heard the voice of God's Holy Spirit, and it was still and small and comforting. That is the voice of the Holy Spirit, bringing reproof and correction and then instruction to his believers. The Bible's books accomplish all those things as they point Jew and Gentile alike to the personhood of Jesus Christ. We are at the epilogue of the book of Revelation. The havoc has passed, the beast, the false prophet, and Satan too have been cast into the lake of fire, along with all those that followed his pernicious ways. From 2 Corinthians 5 verses 17 to 18, old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. You've been listening to the audio version of the Bobservations column, written by Pastor Bob Lawrence of Whitestone Christian Fellowship. Whitestone Christian Fellowship is a non-denominational congregation. Every Sunday, Pastor Bob walks us through the Bible, teaching line upon line and verse by verse. The church is located in the village of Victor, a little southeast of Rochester, New York, and if you are in the area, we invite you to join us. From upstate New York, Pastor Bob encourages all of us to immerse ourselves in the Word of God. Until next time, remember that Jesus is our victor.